This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Today, the 2009 International Consumer Electronics Show, or CES, kicks off in Las Vegas. It's a chance for the press and the public to check out the very latest in all sorts of technologies, including TV. With the recent explosion of online content, the way we watch television is rapidly changing. For more on that, we're joined now by David Carnoy. He's executive editor at CNET.com. Welcome to the program, David.
Thanks for having me.
There are plenty of sites now where you can watch TV on the computer. There's YouTube, there's Hulu. But for me, the idea of sitting down to watch, let's say, an hour-long show at my desk on my computer doesn't seem nearly as enjoyable as, you know, plopping down on the couch in front of my TV. So what are the options out there now for getting that online content onto your home television?
Well, the one obvious one would be to take your computer and actually connect it to your TV. So you basically go from a smaller screen to a big screen, and a lot of tech-savvy people are doing just that. Beyond that, a lot of companies are now building some of these online options into things like Blu-ray players, as well as the Xbox 360, for instance, which has Netflix compatibility. You could stream video if you have a subscription, and you have either one of these little external boxes, which called a Roku, which sells for about $99, or there's Netflix-compatible Blu-ray players, as well as Xbox 360.
You mentioned the idea of just plugging your computer into the television, and I will confess this is something that my husband's done at home, but I find the weird thing is navigating through all of it. I'm used to kind of clicking through with the remote, and it doesn't seem like as easy of an experience when you're trying to navigate it through, like, your computer. Are there any tips for how to do that?
Well, they have special multimedia mice that you can sit on your couch and navigate your computer from afar. So some of these have gyroscopes in them. Companies like Logitech make them. Computer manufacturers, obviously Microsoft with Vista, has tried to add some of this functionality into its operating system and the Mac as well to a certain degree.
There's so much online content that's available now, and a lot of it, most of it, is free. Do you think people will start just dropping their cable subscriptions?
That's certainly the dream for a lot of people, and I know some people are actually experimenting with that right now. The key thing is that you're sort of limited by your broadband connection. That's the one issue right now for a lot of people, is that the bandwidth just isn't enough in some cases, especially if with cable, for instance, you have a cable modem, and there can be certain times of the day when congestion is worse than other times. So the video quality just isn't as good as it should be.
As we mentioned, the big electronic show CES kicks off today. What are you expecting to see there in terms of new and exciting TV products?
There's some new technology in terms of plasma with even thinner plasma. They're trying to save plasma, so Panasonic has come out with some very thin models. Technology like OLED, which was kind of a hit last year, which is a new form of display technology, organic light emitting display. That's still really, really expensive. It's really thin and looks really nice, but it still is way too expensive for the average consumer. Apart from that, there is a lot of talk about television manufacturers building some of these internet capabilities into their TV, companies like LG, Samsung. The one problem is that they haven't settled on a standard for all this. So you have one company like Sony having its version of the internet in its TV. You have LG, you have Samsung. Everything doesn't mesh up quite as well as it probably should at this point.
David Carnoy is the executive editor at CNET.com. Thanks so much, David.
Sure. Thank you.